Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this recording of Back After the Break, written and read by Osher Ginsberg. For Audrey, who helped me believe that it was going to be okay. For Georgia, who showed me how to experience another's joy as my own. For my brothers, the three smartest, wisest, most incredible people I know, for always being there when I needed them the most. This book deals with mental illness, suicidal ideation, and drug use. If you or a person you know is in need of crisis or suicide prevention support, call Lifeline on 13 11 14, Kids Helpline on 1800 55 1800, or call 000 in an emergency. If this book raises any issues for you, you can contact the SANE Helpline on 1800 187 263 to talk to a mental health professional, or visit eheadspace.org.au or www.lifeline.org.au/get help. Preface. Hi, thanks for being here. I used to be known as Andrew, but we'll get to that. Thanks for deciding that my story was good enough for you to want to part with your hard-earned cash. In the radio and TV business, we talk about hooking, finding ways of making you watch or listen longer. I suppose I'd better hook you by telling you what's in the pages ahead. Better start with the big stuff then. In sobriety, I've learned what rock bottom is. It's where your life has become so unmanageable that you lie there, often in a pile of your own filth, and realize that the only reason you're down there is because of decisions you have made. In the past, you may have found yourself in the same place, but you had blamed your partner, your job, your parents, your country, anyone but yourself. You reach rock bottom when you have run out of people to blame for your own choices. It's only then that you are able to take responsibility for the decisions that have put you there and start the long and painful climb out of the muck in a direction you've never gone before, a direction that involves healing the hurt you've caused and trying not to repeat the mistakes of the past. For some people, rock bottom is a crystal clear and defined moment after which their lives are irrevocably different. I got the bonus plan. Sure, I had a rock bottom with my drinking and using, but that was really just the first bounce along the asphalt, as if my life was a ute that was hurtling down the road at 120 kilometres an hour in a school zone, and I'd just drunkenly fallen out the back of it. I'd spin in the air and bounce painfully again as my first marriage ended, once more as my career wound up in the toilet, and then, just when I thought I'd come to a skidding halt, I flipped and smashed face first into the ground once again as my own mental health became the most dangerous thing in my life, something that threatened to stop my journey permanently. Because of the job I do, you probably heard or saw me a few times along the way as I was bouncing down to rock bottom. I probably had a big smile, one of three separate names, and I most definitely had a questionable haircut. But I can tell you that while you might have been familiar with the face that you saw, what was really going on behind those excited eyes and that TV smile was something far darker than would have ever been allowed on primetime. But here it is, the whole story.